Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, have I got a story for you. Have you had killer sex before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Like
last night.
You did? Well, a woman almost died.
What was his name?
Poor fellow.
Boyfriend number two.
He's one of the two.
I'm carrying his child also.
All right.
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, man. You too, huh?
Well, I was drinking around 9 last weekend, so who knows?
Who knows? Could happen.
You didn't make it to the drag show, though.
No.
Well, he was busy having sex. Killer sex.
There was sex at the drag show.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
Dang, I should have gone. All right. Well, a woman almost dies from having a stroke that was triggered by awesome oral sex.
Talking about goals, man.
Talking about goals. Are you really that good? There's a 44-year-old woman who suffered a transient loss of consciousness, TLOC, while receiving oral sex from her partner. And she was unconscious for 2 to 3 minutes after sex. So her partner took her to the
emergency. Can I tell you, I saw this as a meme and thought it was nothing other than a meme.
No, this really happened.
I saw a screenshot of the New York Post, and I thought it was one of those fake news memes.
Yeah.
Golly.
No, this is a real thing.
All right.
Do
so
your thing, Jimmy.
I've known somebody that had an aneurysm, and she was screaming in her bathroom of an intense headache.
Sure.
And that's how this woman felt after this orgasm, because it just hurt so bad. And so luckily she was...
It's supposed to hurt so good.
Well, I mean, just the intense of this orgasm just caused the blood in that vessel to...
Can I tell you, I like the way you say orgasm. I really do.
Yeah.
The doctors learned that she'd experienced a blackout caused by a sudden lack of blood supply to the brain. So luckily for her, they were able to do a procedure called endovascular coiling, which used a catheter to transmit a tiny coil, seal off the aneurysm so the blood could flow properly, and then she was able to survive.
God. Yeah. Well, she must have been holding her breath or something.
No, it can just happen. An aneurysm, a vessel can burst, things can coagulate.
The dude was doing his thing, apparently.
Yeah, apparently
so. It was, in fact, a man. It was.
God.
The partner was a man.
It was.
Yeah.
I was thinking it may have been Pat Benatar or someone.
So 4 months later, the doctor says she suffered no further problems. So they saved her life, and I'm sure the relationship is good, and things like that can happen.
Imagine him having to call her parents and say, "We're at the emergency room." Oh, what's wrong? Aneurysm. Or what was it? What's the true medical thing she had? A stroke, right?
Yeah.
Same thing killed Luke Perry.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What was she doing? Well, she was just laying there. It's what I was doing, Dad, if I can call you that. this is his call to the dad. Who would you tell first, the mom or the dad? Well, when you made that call, I would say to the mom, because the mom would be able to identify with that more than the dad could. I'd call.
So at first,
hey, Mrs. Huxtable, we're at the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
I just drove your daughter nuts. Now she's in a coma.
Yeah.
at first, the doctors believed, based on the symptoms, because she just kind of blacked out, right?
Yeah.
That she had suffered a seizure. But then they did a CT scan and found out that she had an aneurysm.
That was the first thing that I asked when I had my CT scan. I was like, you didn't see anything in there, like a tumor? Or, 'cause I was really worried about that. They're like, nah, there's really nothing in your head, Mr. Harris. Nothing to worry about, I think is what he said.
Just wheels.
If I'm ever in England, I want to high five this gentleman.
You do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
High five him?
Yeah. This is a good old high five. Like, man.
He was doing something right, I guess.
Yeah.
He really should do, like, DDP yoga, but for that. Like, you buy, like, a 6-DVD series, and he shows you, like, tongue exercises and moves.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Not that again.
Yep. They say snakes are the best at it.
I bet.
They really are. Mm-hmm. But they just can't get their legs behind their neck.
All right. Well, more about the whole thing with the college testing and fraud.
Operation Varsity Blues?
Yes, Operation Varsity Blues with Lori Loughlin. She got canned from the Hallmark Channel.
Oh,
and
no.
And Becky may be leaving Fuller House, too.
She was like the face of Hallmark Channel, like all the movies.
Not only that, she was charged in that scandal, her daughter, Olivia J., just lost her deal with Sephora Cosmetics.
So she's wow.
Not, yeah.
Why are they, oh, is she the student that was?
She was the student.
She was the, okay. Well, their parents did it. Why are you going to fire her?
Yeah, I think she even made a video saying that she didn't know if she wanted to go. Like, to college, period, mm-hmm. at some point.
Before that all went down.
Yeah, why?
Maybe Merle Norman to pick her up.
Merle Norman? Maybe there's some Millie Lewis money out there on the table. Who knows?
Well.
She's going to be, how are they going to write her off for Fuller House? Opioid overdose?
Well, we don't know that for sure, but there are sources out there that say that Netflix is canning her from Fuller House. So there's nothing official yet on how they're going to get rid of her. But
I think the other thing is how William H. Macy, the husband of Felicity Huffman.
Little Bill.
He's not indicted because she's the one who did the email. He knew it.
His name wasn't on the email.
But her email address was the one used. Mm-hmm. So that's a hint. Make your wife do all the dirty work.
Yes.
And you'll be okay.
So not only that, all the 50 people involved, there's a class action $500 billion lawsuit over the college robbery case because this woman's son couldn't get into a school and he had a 4.2 GPA.
But am I just stupid or am I a realist when I think, duh, like how many people have you known that got into big schools that we talked about this yesterday that you're like, how did you get into that school? And like, oh, your parents were rich. You just assume there was a donation made to Blank Tay or whatever it is.
I saw an article.
I bought a cockaboose
yesterday talking about this scandal is a signal to end
college,
the culture of privilege. And I'm like, I mean, this is a capitalist society. It's kind of how things go.
That's how everything is. Not that it's right, but you're a fool if you don't think that it is.
But it should be based on your GPA.
But it never has. It never has fully been.
But how do they know? I mean, there are innocent people involved in this. If you think that you're taking those SAT scores, and if they're fraudulently taken by someone that has a scam, how are the people at the university going to know that?
Yeah. See, the one kid had unlimited access to the SAT test.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would have broke 700 if I had had that.
The fact that the argument that you're taking somebody's spot is not an argument. A university is not going to cap a few more people that they can get in and get money off of if you're close.
Well, yeah, and also, like, which universities were involved? Like, why is it just the celebrity people are being outed in this? That's the only ones we care about, I guess?
Yeah, that's the only well, because they're in the news anyways. Because average people, you don't even know who they are.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, the colleges, though. Like, some of the colleges have blood on their hands, too, no?
Yeah, they all do.
Okay.
USC, Wake Forest.
Because there were people involved in the athletic department that were allowing these people to go on a scholarship, and they never played any sports.
It's starting to widen out on the celebrity front. I didn't do it in sports, but Joe Montana and Phil Mickelson, say they consulted with the guy, but that's as far as it went, as far as their kids going to, you know, college and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
There's some more people speaking out about it.
The guy who is the guy that makes all that.
Oh, ringleader.
I can see writing letters for a legacy to get someone into school. Like if your father went to Yale and you had like a friend that they would write a letter to get you in and that would help. But still, it should be your own merit on how you're going to do in school. Not that you can't even make the grade.
I wouldn't have had anybody that would have wrote a letter for me. I mean, I didn't.
I'm sure you would have.
Who?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, teachers or anybody that you know.
Yeah, but it wouldn't get. I'm saying nobody of note.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
The only person that ever gave me any kind of extra rearing outside of, you know, like Joe Irwin from Irwin Penland.
Yeah.
When I job shadowed there for a semester, I got that dude really, like, he really taught me a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think his letter would get me into wherever
probably.
I want to go.
Maybe.
Even now.
Matt just said, for those of you listening, Matt just said, I'd have anybody who would have wrote me a letter. And Paige said, sure you did. But, I mean, you said wrote a letter in that tense. So, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I only hang out with the illiterate people, Paige.
Yeah.
I might be able to get you into Tri-County.
Yeah, really?
Sure. Sure.
So.
You got any of that lottery money?
Yeah.
20 years of it, almost.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you live in Clemson.
Yeah.
Do we have time to do another story?
No.
No?
Yes.
We do?
You have a 50-50 shot at this.
I do.
You want to gamble or no?
We're kind of in between.
Yeah, we are kind of in that gray area. Go ahead and do something.
Go for it.
All right. Well, we've got a list on the things that we complain about with bad customer service. For instance, you know, feeling too hot, your neighbors are too loud. Those are the common things, like not finding parking spaces, people who stare at their phones too long, spam emails, blah, 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 feeling hungry. But here's the really important things.
Things we complain about?
Yes, okay. Constantly. We complain about the weather, litter, people who litter.
Nine ringing his bell too much.
Trouble connecting to Wi-Fi. Yes, indeed, we do. Traffic. Packages or letters that don't show up on time. Feeling cold. People who cut in line, telemarketers and robocalls, and the number one thing that we love to complain about.
Not knowing who the father is.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Now, that should be added to this list. But bad customer service. And it's so true. Because if something negative happens to you, you're going to tell more friends than if something positive happens to you. And I don't understand why we do that.
That's life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how most people are generally. All the compliments are kind of set over here, but the one bad thing, you just get all your attention.
Yeah. Like if you go to a restaurant and it's terrible customer service, you're going to tell people about that.
If they ask.
I'm not somebody
who goes on social media bitching about, unless it was an airline. I did do that one time, but that was stupid.
Uh-huh.
But generally speaking, I don't use that as a platform to complain about every restaurant or business that's pissed me off like some people do.
Uh-huh.
Why was it stupid about the airline? Did it not work?
Because they grounded all flights for inclement weather, but it wasn't raining or anything. It was just cloudy. But Stoneman did explain it to me because he's a pilot. And he said that it's true. They did ground them all that night. So I had to drive from Charlotte to GSP.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How could you?
Oh, wow.
You survived that long drive?
Took you an extra 5 minutes time to account for all the boarding and airport crap you got
to
do.
And then go in a car.
Oh, my gosh.
And the deplaning when you land. It takes a while as well.
The plane.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. People just like to complain because they don't have anything to talk about.
I know.
That's what that is. They like to complain because they don't have anything to talk about, and they feel like they can get some attention that way. Maybe they're bored. They complain because they're bored. If they weren't bored, they wouldn't complain so much.
Yeah.
Did you make a reservation for the car? Because you make the reservation.
I did it. I downloaded their app. I got the reservation. And then once I checked in, I de-downloaded the app. Downloaded the app.
Uh-huh.
Took it off my phone.
Deleted it.
And then.
That's the whole point of the reservation.
What?
You make it. They hold the car.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm missing it, I guess.
Okay.
What did I miss?
It's a Seinfeld reference.
Oh, see, y'all do that.
I make the reservation. You hold the car.
No car for you, right? I saw it.
You got it.
It was John Voight's Continental.
Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. The FOF line. It is Friday. It's not too late. 864 248-241-4318. We're going to find out what the P1 family is complaining about on this Friday right after this.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
What? What?
No. 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 Good morning, everybody. It is the Rise Guys. It is Friday. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Today, come see Nine and I. We will be at Dave and Buster's from 2 until 4 p.m.
Yes, we will, man. It's going to be a real good time out there. We'll be doing some sports talk radio with Mark Ryan on Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
We're calling it Hoops and Hops.
Yep.
Because the basketball tournament's going on and then beer.
Oh, I thought it was because Mark Hendricks named it.
Yeah. Hoops and Hops. Yeah, hoobity hobbity hibbity.
Oh,
we'll be out there from 2 to 4. Come by, say hello, grab some beers, take on Nine in Mario Kart. I will be taking on everyone in Ski Ball.
Yeah.
Ski Ball. Ski Ball. Then tomorrow, Shenanigans on the Square, the big Spartanburg St. Patrick's Day party. We will be representing Wild Wing Cafe tomorrow from 2 to 4, or 3 to 5.
Yeah, that's downtown Spartanburg. We'll be there, again, 3 till at least 5 o'clock, having us a good time.
And then?
Sunday, starting at 11 a.m., is the St. Patrick's Day party at Thomas Creek Brewing.
Yeah. Come on out.
At the brewery.
At the brewery. There will be food. There will be music. There will be a P1 puppy parade. Bring your dogs. Dressed up in as leprechauns, I guess.
Yeah, all these events this weekend are family friendly too. Just so you know, there's going to be a lot of cool stuff for dogs and for kids at Thomas Creek on Sunday.
Yeah,
and at Shenanigans on the Square tomorrow for kids at least.
Yeah, no dogs at Dave and Buster's unless they're service animals.
Yes, yes.
I've seen that.
Yes,
in fact.
Yes, it's true.
You have to have tickets for the Sunday party. Text the word luck, L-U-C-K, to 72341. Did I spell that right?
Yeah, okay. L-U-C-K to 72341.
I was about to say.
That's going to be fun weekend, man.
It is. It's going to be busy, busy, busy. Come out and try to work in one of those three appearances and say hey to us.
Yeah, we'd love to see at all three, but at least one of them.
As I did say, though, today is Friday, so you already know. You already know.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial.
2414318. That is the FOF line. It stands for F Off Friday. You're looking forward to the weekend, coming out to some of our parties. You got to get all that stress out. Don't just use a cigarette or dip or chew or a vape or a beer or a shot of liquor to release that stress. Oh, it works. Trust me.
Oh, it does.
But by just dialing those numbers, 864-241-4318, you can vent. And if you slip up and cuss or swear, mm-hmm. we can bleep those out and you can remain anonymous, of course, or say your name.
Yeah.
Give out your Twitter handle. Hell.
Don't hang up, because you'll have sometimes people will cuss and they'll be like, oh, man. Well, sorry.
Oops.
I got to start over.
Yeah, no apologies necessary. Cuss all you want.
Keep going.
We'll cuss more. All right, 864-241-4318. We need to stay on time. 7 cuts this week. Here we go. It's the FOF line.
Nine, quit ringing that f***ing bell.
You already heard that one.
Oh, that was a little clip from earlier, yeah. That was the guy's... I'll tell you something, kudos to him for having such a stress-free life that's all that's really bothering him right now.
I know, I'm ringing the bell for him for having no stress.
Give you a bell ring.
He's going to try to come take it.
Where's Hoss Haygood? He could give you a cowbell. Golly.
He likes the bell.
Yeah, it's his little thing.
I know.
864.
Also the bell.
241-4318. If he was ringing his real bell, it'd sound like the beginning of the Undertaker song.
Okay.
864-241-4318. It's the FOF line.
I just want to say how much I hate the way they set up my son's school and the line that he's got there, man. Really just pisses me off how they want you to drive up, drop a kid off, then you got to drive around park for a second so someone else can come on up, drop their kids off, then everybody can go. Then you got to wait through this little town city of Hendersonville here and get all the way through the traffic to get back home. It's f***ing crazy, but love you guys. Y'all take care.
His phone's about to die, I bet. He turned into Micro Machines Man at the end.
Yeah.
This old Boomhauer.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about, though. School lines are the worst. They really are. They really are.
I wouldn't know. I've never been in one in my life.
You ever fallen asleep in one?
You were homeschooled. I did fall asleep in the school line.
I went through some as a child when I went to private school. But I mean, as an adult, I've never been in the school line once.
Yeah, Nine knows everything about privates that you could ever wonder about.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I went to private school.
Well, you're lucky because, you know, people get there like an hour before school lets out.
Oh, I drive by them sometimes. I just stare. I'm like, wow.
Nine was the valedictorian at private school.
I was.
You should get a fast pass. If you got a smart kid, you should get to go to the front of the line.
You get to wear a flapping gown on graduation day. 864-241-4-3-1-8. There we go. It's the FOF line.
Good morning, Rise Guys and Paige. I just wanted to say a big off to my ex, who thinks that after 15 years, he can come back into my son's life and be father of the year. Oh. You know what? Why don't you go smoke some meth and go yourself, ass.
Damn.
I know what she said, go blank yourself, blank hole, but what was right before that?
Go smoke some meth.
Oh.
Methamphetamines.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
But what if he, like, that's the thing, though, and I'm sure there's lots to that story, but, like, so be it. Like, the guy finally got his life together. If he's 15 years in, should he just say, well, it's too late. I'm not going to try now. I mean, I get it. Like, you're probably gun-shy as to, you know, saying, yeah, I'll come back into our life. But what if?
What if he was there for the first 5 years, and now he's putting a lot of stress on a 20-year-old kid?
Like, now,
well, I don't know.
You know?
You don't have to go through the mom or the dad now with social media.
Yeah.
Start contacting him that way. So when you're 18, come holler at me.
Hey, if you're gone
you
for
still
so
haven't
long,
seen Abducted in Plain Sight, evidently.
Oh, boy.
Hey, if you're gone for so long, sometimes the kid don't want nothing to do with you because the kid's growing up without you.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, we need to break here. We're not even at the halfway point yet.
Mm. Uh-oh.
So you still have time to get in your calls. 864-241-4318. Nine, you sing it.
864.
I'll do the 864. Okay. 864.
241-4318.
Paige.
864-244-4318.
Not the phone number.
You can't roll.
We'll be back right after this. More info.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:48, sliding right back into the FOF line, 864-241-4318. Paige, you want to try again? I'll give you the 864.
864-241-4318.
There we go.
What the number I gave out. I'm sorry.
Somebody's house, probably.
It's totally understandable. 864-241-4318. We're at the halfway, almost to the halfway mark. Here we go, the FOF line.
Yeah, this is P1 Cooter the Great. I'm just calling to give a big old fuck you to all the other Fat Boy songs. I wrote the dumbest, stupidest fucking Fat Boy song ever, but it just tickled me pink. So I'm going to sing it for you guys right now. And if I don't hear this fucking song on the FOF line, I'm going to fucking never sing a Fat Boy song again, and he will no longer be my favorite Rise guy. All right, guys, ready for this song?
Yeah.
It's called Fat Daddy Ellenberg. Ready? Here we go. Fat Daddy Ellenberg. Fat Daddy Ellenberg. He's fat, 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 fat daddy fat. He's fat, fat daddy D. Fat Daddy Ellenberg. Fat Daddy Ellenberg. He's fat, 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 fat daddy fat. He's fat, fat daddy D. All right, everybody. Love you.
God bless.
Boy, carrying a tune.
That guy should be at the Peace Center performing. Really, be in some kind of show.
It's hard to follow the one we debuted earlier this morning with anything.
That was great.
I'm here to buy tickets for Cooter the Great.
Hell yeah, Cooter the Great. Well, Cooter the Great's a great singer.
Mm-hmm.
He should be on Broadway. At the beach, not the one at
New York. Come on.
Definitely not.
At the beach.
864. Do you like that one, Fat Boy? You're the decider on if a song gets played as far as songs about you.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he sounded good. He sounded better than Dan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Probably looks better than Dan.
Oh, boy.
We have three more to go.
Yeah.
864-241-4318. It is the FOF line.
A lot of things piss me off, but the one thing in particular right now would be the damn nail salon that I can't seem to get a seat in to save my life. Try 3 days to get your nail fixed. You pay $50 for a full set every 2 weeks like the clockwork. One break, then you call, make an appointment. 3 days, and every time you go for your appointment, you sit there and you wait, and you wait, and you wait for 20 and 30 minutes. I thought the whole point in making an appointment for something is to f***ing go get it done and leave. Go get it done and leave. That simple. Thank you. I just had to let it out, and my husband sure the hell didn't want to hear me, bitch. Love you guys. I'll listen to you Monday. Bye.
Wow. That makes sense. Your husband didn't want to listen to it, so everybody in town certainly does.
Make us listen to it.
Yeah.
Paige, is that true? Is it hard to get a nail appointment?
Never with me.
But she's Paige.
Well, she's not a famous actress, though.
It's Charlotte Paige.
No.
That's Charlotte Paige from Drafting Job.
I have a great person that does my nails. I can always get in with her and switch around appointments and stuff like that. She's wonderful.
But, like, if you get your nails done and then you break one off, like, nobody's noticing it but you probably, but you have to go get it fixed immediately.
Absolutely, because it looks weird.
I just break the other nine off is what I would do.
I don't know how you wipe if you got long ones.
How do you do that? Do you scratch your...
it's impossible.
Fatboy wants me to ask.
I mean, don't you kind of cover that part of your hands and your hands aren't touching it anyway?
I wear gloves when I go to the bathroom.
I mean, come on.
I don't know where these hands have been, Paige. 864. 241-4318. This is not the last one. It is?
No.
There's two to go.
Yeah. This one and the next one.
So that means two.
Yeah.
Okay. 864-241-4318.
Let me tell you something, fat man, boss man up in your big nest up in the ivory tower. Gonna come down here to visit the peasants once every 3 years and walk up in this motherfucker and start bitching about who's not parked in a damn parking space. Let me tell you something. How about I come park my foot straight up your motherfucking ass? People down here doing some fucking work. How about get us a damn parking space we can park in? Yeah. Go park somebody's in your mouth, ass. Love you guys.
Thank you. At first, I thought he was talking about me or Fatboy. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I thought it was starting on Fatboy for a minute. Then I thought it might have been Matt Man. No, it just turns out it's his boss.
He calls Fat Man.
He said Ivory Tower, and I'm like, well, that's Matt for sure.
They ain't done it. It's Marvel at best.
Mm-hmm.
864-241-4318. I'm surprised we don't get more of those, like, passive-aggressive. Not that he was being passive-aggressive. I mean, if you call the FOF line, you're being aggressive. Is it passive?
Fairly so.
Well, okay, so it is. But, you know, like, I'm surprised you don't get more boss calls. You know, people calling and talking about their boss.
Well, usually their boss listens and they don't want to get in trouble.
Not balls. B-O-S-S, fat boy. Don't get excited.
Oh, man.
All right, the coup de grace. Here we go. The FOF line, 864-241-4318. Don't tune out after that, though, because we have tickets to our big party on Sunday along with gift cards for free beer-related type of activities.
Yes.
If you get hurt, don't call this angry lesbian paramedic.
And don't call Thomas Creek Brewery. Tom, Tim, or Will will not take your calls. Only positive calls. Right, Will? Right. All right. Here we go.
You motherfuckers need to stop crossing Whitehorse Road at 3 o'clock in the damn morning in black clothes. I mean, this is fucking ridiculous. Well, I don't give a f- what you do to make yourself visible. You can f-ing hang a disco ball off your f-ing balls and do the damn helicopter across the street. I don't care. But unless you've been drinking out of the reedy f-ing river and you glow in the dark, y'all must f-ing gonna get run over. To that fat f-ing bitch who gave me that, like, oh, I wish a bitch would look as she's crossing the f-ing street. Bitch, you think, oh, I'm going to get paid if she hits me in that damn ambulance. Bitch, the only thing you're going to get paid is f***ing respects at your closed casket funeral after I f***ing scrape your dead body off of the f***ing road.
Ooh, where's the I Love You Rise Guys at the end?
No, I Love You Rise Guys on that.
Yes, you don't.
So she's an EMT driver or ambulance driver?
I assume when she said, yeah.
She was driving the ambulance at that moment, apparently. Yeah.
There was some, before. Like, I come down Poinsett, man. The people, like, literally, like, they're in their zone just walking across the street, not looking. Mm-hmm. And they're all, you know, usually not wearing reflectors or anything.
No, and these hospital trucks are big.
Yeah.
Hospital trucks. You think?
You get out towards Piedmont, they don't just wander across the street because they know they'll get hit by something doing 60.
Piedmont?
Yeah. But what if you're homeless and also gothic?
Well, that's your problem.
It's hard to be both. Yeah. I mean, in order to be goth, you have to lead a life of privilege, so you don't have much to be sad about, but you are anyway.
Yeah, but you know how, like, white people for charity will get together and have marathons at night where they wear, like, neon paint on their faces and stuff? Yeah. We should do that for the homeless people.
Give them neon face paint?
I'm serious.
Does everybody think there's a rave going on?
So? No, it's not. It's just people need a home.
And then there would be a rave going on.
Or at least give them something reflective, like on their shoes.
We could do it in Saudi Arabia, Paige.
Yeah.
864-241-4318. That's the FOF line. We're going to have those tickets. We're going to have those gift cards. We're going to talk beer, St. Patrick's Day, all kinds of stuff. More Rise Guys right after this.
There is no sanity permeating from this morning show. It's a virus that is spreading across the earth at an alarming rate.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.